Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Allah has mercy on the merciful. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, whose mercy encompasses everything. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. The one who says, your Lord has decreed upon himself mercy. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings be upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And have taqwa of Allah in order that you may receive mercy. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. O believers who are connected to this mercy. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, that Allah has divided mercy into 100 parts, and that he kept 99 parts with him and sent down only one part to the earth. And so it is from this one single part that creation is merciful to each other, such that even the mare lifts up its hoofs away from its baby, lest it should trample upon it. Believers, Allah is the most merciful of the merciful. And this attribute of mercy is one by which the believers have been characterized. It is this mercy by which the believers show filial piety to their parents. It is this mercy by which they show love and affection to their children and demonstrate love and companionship with their spouses. This is the mercy by which bonds are built with relatives, by which friendship is valued, by which guests and neighbors are honored, by which orphans are cared for, by which the elderly are served and respected, by which those who have special needs are looked after. This is the mercy by which charity and aid is given to the needy wheresoever they may be. Ultimately, it is this mercy which in its compassion, its gentleness, its care, encompasses all of creation. Brothers and sisters, all of this mercy was encapsulated and encompassed by our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He was a living representative of the perfect embodiment of such mercy. He was sent as Rahmatul Muhda, a gifted mercy, the Nabiur Rahma, the Prophet of mercy, so that we can try and emulate him in this mercy, each of us to the degree of our ittiba, to the degree of which we follow him. As an example of such mercy was the story or the narration of how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once saw a camel groaning and in pain. And he was moved in his compassion for this camel, and acting from the mercy he embodied, he placed his blessed hand and wiped the camel's head. It immediately stopped crying at the touch of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, what would we do for such a blessed touch to comfort us in our own times of pain? And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, after touching this camel and relieving it, turned to the owner of the camel and he said words that should make anyone who's in charge of any animal or anyone who has responsibility for any living being shudder. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَفَلَا تَتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِي هَذِهِ الْبَهِيمَةِ. Do you not have taqwa of Allah? Do you not have fear of Allah concerning your behavior or how you are treating this animal in your possession? We could say this, أَفَلَا تَتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِي هَذِهِ. Do you not fear Allah concerning this, whatsoever it may be? And so this simple query from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarified for us as an ummah that gentleness and clemency and looking after things in our care, whether it be animals or any living thing, It's from the manifestation of mercy that we are tasked to embody in our ittiba', in our following of the Prophet. People looking after animals should intend that they're feeding, they're taking care of them, they're giving them shelter, they're protecting them from harm, is all from the following of this prophetic mercy. And so we should all observe and see how much of this mercy is alive in our hearts. The Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said about a man, he said, بَيْنَ رَجُلٌ بِالطَّرِيقِ, he said, once a man was walking on the path, فَإِذَا كَلْبٌ, and then he came across a dog, يَلْحَفُ مِنَ الْعَطَشِ, it was panting out of thirst, فَنَزَلَ الْبِئَ, and so the man descended into a well, فَمَلَأَ خُفَّهُ مَاءً, and so he filled up his leather sock with water, فَسَقَى الْكَلْبُ, and so then he quenched the thirst of the dog through this water. فَشَكَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ فَغَفَرَ لَهُ, and Allah so appreciated his action that he forgave him his sins. O brothers and sisters who seek to embody this mercy, the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, إِنَّمَا يَرْحَمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الرُّحُمَاءِ, that indeed Allah is merciful to those slaves who are merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests His special mercy on those who reflect this mercy to His creation. And these are the people of success, these are the people of tawfiq, these are the people of His inayah, His gentle care. These are the people who enjoy the blessings of families full of affection and intimacy. These are the people who become the role models for their communities, who are the very glue through which successful and compassionate societies are built. In mirroring such tolerance and coexistence and love of others, these are the people who become an embodiment of compassion, acting as a bridge unto an abode of peace. Ultimately, the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way to peace. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the people, such people, ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْمَرْحَمَةِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ, that those amongst those who believed and advised one another to patience and advised one another to marhama, to compassion and mercy. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ, those are the companions of the right. In other words, those are the companions admitted into paradise amongst those on the right. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make us of those who are admitted unto paradise, and He make us of those who embody this rahmah in this life. And with this we ask You, Ya Allah, that You send Your prayers and blessings upon all of the prophets and messengers, especially upon the seal of them, our master Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that Ya Allah make us from those who embody this mercy in creation, who strive to reflect this mercy to others, so that we in turn may be encompassed by Your mercy. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.